Some predictions about rising global temperatures look at the potential threat to the environment and to wildlife, but the American Public Health Association says with more scientific evidence of climate change, it's time for local health departments to talk to people about the potential threat to humans. UW-Madison Environmental Studies Professor Jonathan Patz was a key author of a recent UN paper on climate change. He says higher temperatures could lead to more heat waves, smog, and infectious diseases.
Especially carried by insects or waterborne diseases, if we're talking about not only warming, but extremes of the water cycle, extremes of the hydrologic cycle, and the potential for contaminating our drinking water systems.
Patz and others say they hope health departments are included in urban planning decisions to talk about issues like mass transit. The Public Health Association will take about 6 months to develop other recommendations for dealing with the health impacts of climate change. Professor Patz says if governments really want to change people's behavior, one thing they might try is carbon labeling for products, similar to nutrition labels in food.
You know, labeling for calories and saturated fats and whatnot. You know, should we have products with carbon labeling so that consumers actually have a choice to know exactly how much energy was used to buy that product, or in the case of food, transporting food and making food is very energy intense.
Patz also recommends more incentive programs to get people to drive less and leave a smaller carbon footprint. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.